voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying the wilderness.
Greetings from Zion. You're listening to a message by Pastor Ita of God's Lighthouse. As you listen, we pray you receive eyes to see, ears to hear, and an understanding heart. Remember, test all things and hold fast to what is good. For more information, visit our website at gods-lighthouse.org.
Father, we bless your name. You deserve praise. Praise belongs to you. Praise belongs to you. Can everyone lift your hands? One more time. Magnify the Lord means make him big. How do you make someone big? By praising them. How do you make someone big? By exalting them, by extending their praise. Glorious One, we worship you. Who is there like unto you, Lord, amongst the gods? Hallelujah. Father, we ask that your name be lifted and raised very high through our lips and our lives, O God. Let your honor be known to the ends of the earth, for you deserve it. All things were made, and for your pleasure they are and were created. Take the praise that is yours. Amen. You may sit for a while. You remember what I shared on Friday? On Wednesday? About the promised land. About Deuteronomy yesterday. About the old generation and the new generation. Don't be old generation. They usually leave them behind. Be new generation. Be of the children. Don't say, I am younger. I'm going to copy what I see the older people do, even though I know they shouldn't be doing it. Don't ever. Except you want to go with your forefathers, your ancestors. If you want to go with them and roam around in the wilderness till you drop, fine. Copy everything you see. But if you know and understand that you cannot, they were not pleasing to God in many of their habits, you cannot ever copy whatever you see in the name of that's what I saw others doing. Don't ever. Prayer is best done in person, on your feet or on your knees, in the presence of others, Can you imagine God asks the children of Israel to appear in the temple at least thrice every year? From wherever they were supposed to show up. They were supposed to show up. So all of you who would not be bothered, you often think that you have a right not to be bothered. That, I don't want stress. God have mercy on you. If people traveled across their country just to obey God, when they would bring their sacrifices, they would bring them from that distance to offer for their sins. They carry animals long distances, not with public transportation. They didn't put the goat in a car. They walked. It wasn't just during those three times in the year. When they had an offering to make, you saw us look at the laws concerning leprosy. And you had to present yourself to the priest. You had to go through all that those procedures. Did you do it via WhatsApp? You did it in person. Now, you don't even have to walk here. You use public transportation of some sort. Everything is so convenient. Don't let laziness cost you serious matters. Forget our technological approach to worship. You dare not take God for granted. You can't even request. Some people cannot even request that I come for their wedding. People that don't even worship with me, whom I owe no obligation to come for the wedding. They can't even just invite by a phone. They come in person. As little as I am, they come in person. They can't even send a message and say, I'm wedding. They carry their body and come, some from far distances, to come and sit in front of me and say, I will be wedding. Maybe with a bottle of wine or something. Just to drop a card. Then God Almighty. Oh, it's okay, I'll do it from my room. I don't change it. Yeah, I know it's 15 hours together, but I'd rather. May God deliver you from familiarity with the Most High. In this age where we lie down to pray and do everything else. God really help us. This is a very serious prayer point. We should put it down. Prayer point. God deliver me from over familiarity. All that Papa God thing is for babies. None of you grown fellows and people here coming normally in any time, at all times, in any setting, and walk up and go to your daddy and sit on top of him. That's for the babies. That's for the newly born again that know nothing. Everybody understands with the baby. Everyone knows that they are naive and simple. They know nothing and understand nothing. There's nothing like context or setting. Every time is the same time. They don't say, oh, that's the president of the nation by my father. No, they say daddy and try to head for him. They don't understand. Now God understands that. New Christian doesn't understand. He's lying down. New Christian is cross-legged with his back on the floor talking to God. Understood. Older Christian, older person, you come. No, I know my relationship with God. We know it's stunted. Relationship with God is stunted. It's stunted because something happened. Maybe as a baby Christian, you were dropped on the head. You know what happens when you drop a child on its head? So you're retarded. You're spiritually retarded. And God has soap in the house of God. If you know the amount of dripping, may God not allow me to be a retard. What I just said now is real. May God show you. Because when I talk, many of you like the ones that say, as we're praying, I saw an elaborate vision. Me, I saw too. Inside my heart, I'm seeing. In fact, I saw it yesterday. That's where I got the phrase. I forgot it. Just came. Spiritual retard. Not here. I wasn't thinking of you. But thinking. Okay. It was like the Holy Spirit. I was bothering about something. And he said, don't you know that the same way you have physical, that they're spiritual retard. I have children. They are retarded. Like children that walk and we spit drooling. That are 24 years old. They say, mama, mommy. Exactly that. So when we pray, you better pray for yourself. May you not be a retard, a cretin. Your spiritual, you've been born again for 10 years. Don't mean a thing. Because your behavior is exactly like someone that in the physical, they would say you have a mental problem. But yours is a spiritual problem. You behave in ways that do not match anyone your spiritual age. Except for other fellow retards. This is not mental. You may have the best results in class. You may be the most outstanding worker in your office. You may be the most astute business person. But spiritually, you don't seem to know your left from your right. Nothing seems to move correctly. Your limbs go like this. Context, we are talking to God now. So, when we are talking to God, when we are not talking to God, there's no difference. This is how we act. Little new Christians act that way. Because little children are not considered retarded when they behave in exactly the same way as older ones. They are considered developing. They are underdeveloped. They are still developing. So the child is 6 months old. The child is 9 months old. They say, dada, dada. The child is 12. Can't talk. But when he's 7 years old, say, dada, dada. The exact same thing. That child is retarded. This is square. The problem is, so you look at it. How long have you been born again? Well, I got saved in the year 2014. How long have you been saved? Oh, I came out for an altar call. I think it was 3 months ago. Then two of you behaved the same. Then this one says, no, it's a sign of I'm being childlike. No, you're childish. Actually, to be honest, you're retarded. Because the other one is yet developing. Doesn't know about all these things. Has never heard these things. It's just learning. Okay, is this how they do? Is that how they pronounce? And you know, you don't tell a baby that daddy, say daddy, and immediately says daddy. He struggles for a long time. So we understand with a young Christian struggling for a good while with some things. Don't stay like that and pray now. Pray properly. Don't, that's not how you read your Bible. You don't tumbo tumbo. How can you just do mini mini mani mo? No, study properly. Go, start from Matthew. Start from Luke. Read from here or there. Read from Genesis. That's not how I normally read it. I just, anywhere I open. No? So you keep telling them. Once they might be tempted to continue in the old ways. But as you tell them, and you tell them, just like the child you're telling to say, hey, daddy, say, dada, daddy. You talk like that. A new Christian is still learning. He tried to, he's the one that spoke to me first now. I answered me. I didn't know how to hide my mouth. That's why I abuse him like that. Does he know who I am? New Christian. 2 months old. You. 5 years. You've been born again. You're in the truck. You're really, did you just abuse, you stood there, you fought on the street. You're not okay. You need to see someone. Understand it. Apply all those examples to multiple situations. There are things expected. Your child is 7 years old. You can't do certain things. That's not retardation. There is an age. And there's what's expected of you. There are things that cannot be expected of you. Little child, say good morning. Did you greet your father good morning? No. My daughter comes yesterday. I'm in the bathroom. Come, daddy. Mommy bought, it was on her birthday. or 2 days ago. Mommy bought the mommy, daddy. Okay. To the bathroom. Okay. All right. And daddy, good afternoon. Good afternoon, dear. Awesome. Now, I don't know if her mother passed or someone said, did you even greet your mother? Good afternoon. Or someone, maybe someone told, or maybe nobody told. The mere fact that she could remember now, after overcoming her excitement of her gift, to not say, and good afternoon. I felt very proud. If it was any of you, it would be a problem. The same thing I'm proud about with one would be very concerning from another. Because in person, this is not online stuff where you hurry and want to send a message. That's one can overlook completely that. But that you came. Hello, pastor. I saw them. Then you now say good afternoon after. We haven't met since you came back from wherever you went. So we must understand this. We must not allow spiritual retardation to continue. It's time to be healed of these things. This is a huge affliction. I must look in the areas in my life where I'm acting like I'm retarded. I'm not acting like the young man I am in the spirit. You know, I'm not this age in the spirit, right? I'm way younger than this. I don't know how old I am. 20, 25, I guess. Maybe something like that. I don't mean when I got born again. I mean how old I might look. I look what responsibilities, how do I act, this and that. Maybe I will be in my 20s, 30s. I can go to war. I can fight battles. So, 20 above. Can contribute, I can lead a small contingent. So, some responsibility. And there are different levels, different people at different stages. Like what I mean is I don't think I'm 7 spiritually, 10. If I was to use my mind, I would say, okay, maybe I'm 12. But no, you wouldn't even be allowed near a battle. Don't crack your head about that. It's not a science. Just forget that part so your head doesn't. Don't start going around telling people how old are you, how old are you. Hold yourself. But I know for sure. Now you may have been born again just for 5 years, but you're 20, 25. Yes. You may have been born again 3 years and you're way older. In the spirit. Our discussion is you cannot be retarded anymore. You can't be retarded anymore. All mental, spiritually mental. Doing these weird things. Lying down on the ground. Throwing off your clothes. Remember the story I told you? Dr. Dobson told about the boy that would threaten his mother whenever she didn't give him what he wanted. An American boy, he'd say, you know, if you don't give it to me, I'll take off my clothes. Wherever they were. So in the supermarket, she said, I want this. She says, no, we can't have that, Timmy. Says, if you don't give it to me, I'll take off my clothes. And she knows he will do exactly what he says. So she would give him. This is how this little 9-year-old controlled his mother. She was too ashamed. That's why mothers, God have mercy on all of you. That's why fathers are needed too. So, he goes to the dentist's office and says, young man, sit in the chair. Let me look at your mouth. Says, if you try to make me, I'll take off my clothes. Says, young man, take off. He takes off his shirt. He says, are you not? Now sit in the chair. He says, I don't want to. If you make me, I'll take off my clothes. Say, I'll take off my shirt. Says, take it off. Till he was stark naked, he kept taking off things. When he was done, there was nothing to take off again. He said, sit on the chair. So since the boy had nothing to make, he sat on the chair naked. The doctor treated him, finished, checked his teeth, all that. He got up to go. He went to pick his clothes. He said, no, I'll keep this for now. The mother walked out with a stark naked child. Stark naked. How many of you love those kinds of doctors? May God give you doctors like that.
Amen.
You love them, right?
Yes.
You want to start like a pink, you know, a pink white hair. Yes? The car. That thing the mother is always ashamed of. I'm sure that stronghold was broken. No more. Did that boy use that thing? Of course, the mother has seen how it works. He was ashamed. Be doing nonsense because you can get away with it. That's why we often keep misbehaving, because we've not been disciplined. Don't misbehave. Don't misbehave. Okay? That boy acted as though he was retarded. He was treated as though he was. From going forward, as we pray, as we put our hearts, we are going to commit ourselves to saying, God, I want to grow up. Grow up. I want to grow up. This is a very important and needful thing to pray about. The last 2 days, that exhortation, I pray it stays in your heart. I pray you develop a problem with acting like your head is not correct. Little children do stupid things. Things they saw people do. They don't know they shouldn't do it. Some know they shouldn't somehow, but little children have very weak wills. Very weak. They are very easily influenced. They can be taken right away from their parents with a sweet, with a biscuit. They can be lured. They are very gullible. That's how little children are. But older children have heard a little. They know better. You don't do this. You cannot follow whatever uncle or auntie. Just because they offer you something. Do not do that. Do not follow them. Only go with those you know clearly, and you've taken permission from your parents. Older people are not, you can't even just anyhow deceive them, even though they still do. All over, if not all the 419s that are doing all the things they're doing. How do they succeed? How till today? How till just recently? How till every day in my life I'm still hearing people say, someone said you should bring this and this will happen. Till now, after all the MMMs and things have happened in this country, how is it that till now we are still hearing people's also, and you're wondering, are you even real? You mean you haven't heard? In the keke, they said they are selling this for this. They are giving. The early days, we used to talk about it. It happened to a couple of people in this congregation, or almost happened. I stood and warned and warned, would go out of my way to explain. The moment you hear anyone discussing, we have this for sale. Someone came in from Cameroon, especially. Or anywhere. That's where the journey ends. That's where you come down. It's where you depart. Any magical sounding money multiplication, leave. Don't ask how. Who started it? Where did it come from? Has it been working? No. As long as they say you put in 500 and get 1,000 at once in 3 days, in 1 week, run. Once it's too good, don't be interested. Don't ask questions. Don't analyze it. Don't check. Don't say how it's been going on in China for this long. It shows you just have an inclination to be a thief. You're greedy. What do you do? Nothing. You just bring money. That alone. And especially, of course, if you're someone that God has a plan for, you can be sure that money, you will not touch it again. It's gone. Because you're greedy. You're covetous. God doesn't give people things like that, except he's doing a miracle for someone that needs a miracle. But that you are there with your 10,000, instead of keeping and planning how to use it well, you take it, they say, put it, you get 20. It only lasts for 1 week. You get 20 in your account. It doesn't matter that it's working. It has nothing to do with whether it's working or not. has to do with the state of heart or mind. You think Jesus would do a thing like that? So you see people still being deceived. Why? Because there's this spiritual retardation in the heart. This babyishness where someone tells a child, come, and the child is holding a 1,000 naira note and you bring out two sweets, take and give me that paper. And the child is so happy to swap 1,000 naira for 10 naira sweets or 20 naira sweets. Very happy. Because he doesn't understand. That's the same thing spiritually retarded children of God do. They exchange things for things you cannot believe. You look at them. Did you just exchange your peace, your joy, unity of the spirit? Did you just exchange that for? What did you just exchange that for? You see the lack of understanding of the value. The value. Do you understand that that was a spiritual $1,000 note that you just swapped for what? To have your say, to air your opinion. You just broke away from that Christian group. Why? You just damned all your brethren. For what? For two sweets. You gave up $1,000. And this is how you know. Remember all those methods, how to recognize people without visions? This is how we recognize them. Yet another way. Very easy. Just look at how easily, what they can discard. You look at what they can discard and how easily they can do it. How quickly, you look at all that and just know this one is not okay. This one is not okay. Or two things, you know. You either know, oh, this one is very immature. Very immature. This is a new Christian. Or this Christian is underdeveloped. This one is not developing normally. This one is not well. Needs special care. Has special needs. But Jesus can heal even the spiritually, mentally imbalanced. Amen? Jesus can heal anything. But you know the first key to being healed, at least, is to want to be healed, right? Huh? The first stage is to want to be healed. You must want. You must desire to be healed. You must pursue healing. You must pursue healing. I don't know if I'll be able to say much more. Every time I try to go back to Micah 2, it doesn't work. Let me just read 12 and 13. Micah 2. I will certainly gather all of you, O Jacob. I will certainly assemble those Israelites who remain. I will bring them together like sheep in a fold, like a flock in the middle of a pasture. They will be so numerous that they will make a lot of noise. The one who can break through barriers will lead them out. They will break out, pass through the gate and leave. Their king will advance before them. The Lord himself will lead them. Amen? Yes. So if you're not here in the past 2 days, what we saw was when God was saying, these my people, they said the prophets, don't say these kinds of things. Let me read in NET for those that were not here. Listen, and those that were here, listen to this. Don't preach with such impassioned rhetoric. That's passionate, strong words. Don't preach like this. They were saying this to a prophet. Don't preach with such impassioned rhetoric, they say excitedly. These prophets should not preach of such things. We will not be overtaken by humiliation. You know how they say, it's not my portion. That thing you said will not happen. See here. Micah 2. I'm reading from verse 7. I read verse 6. Sorry. Does the family of Jacob say the Lord's patience can't be exhausted? Here. Do you hear, Grace? They said the Lord's patience can't be exhausted. He would never do such things. So this translation says, do they say the Lord's patience can't be exhausted? He would never do such things. To be sure, this is God's answer. My commands bring a reward for those who obey them. This is God's response to those that say God can never do that kind of thing. God can never this. God can never that. He said, to be sure, my commands bring a reward for those who obey them. Obedience. Obedience is a strategy to enjoy God's favor and reward. Not your claims that God can never, because he can and has and will do more than you can ask or imagine, including things we consider negative. But you rise up as an enemy against my people. Now he goes on to talk about how the people were robbing, acting as though it was a time of war, robbing each other, robbing brethren, robbing this, and I explain, of course, you know, you probably heard it, how women and children were deprived of their inheritance. And he now ended up by saying, sin will destroy, saying, leave the place, leave that sin. Yesterday, I mentioned this. He said, get up, go away, for this is not your resting place, because it is defiled. It is ruined beyond all remedy. This is him talking to the true children of God. The ones at the end that said, I will surely gather you and I will lead you myself, a remnant. He said, leave, leave. And he was talking about the church, the people of God, who had given in to sin and was telling those who had not bowed down their knees to this nonsense, separate yourself. Don't stay there. He said, these are ruins. There's no remedy for this. You can't correct this. Leave. Then he clarified, or he topped it up by saying, if a lying, this NET says, if a lying windbag should come and say, I'll promise you blessings of wine and beer, he would be just the right preacher for these people. So the kinds of prophets they like are the ones that come and throw out promises and don't talk about what you're obeying and what you're doing. They tell the other ones, stop preaching like this. God is not like that. Then they tell this one, you're the kind of prophet we love. Take, I have an offering for you, man of God. And they put something in your hand because you prophesy wine and beer. But God ends it by now saying, I will gather a remnant. I will lead them myself like sheep. I want us to stand up as we pray and ask the Lord to help us be amongst this remnant. We'll take some prayer points, okay? So not many will be gone, but I want us to, first of all, listen, just by reason of being in this room, it means you, at least, I am sure of this, you have an invitation to be amongst the remnant company. I am sure that you're even hearing the things that are said from this house and a few such houses that still remain in the spiritual land of Israel, because there are very few all around the world. In some areas, there are many, maybe mostly countries with persecution like China, Middle Eastern countries, Islamic countries where they have Christians. Those ones tend to be purer and more real. But in the more comfortable countries like Nigeria and the Western world, and Europe and all of that, most times it's all messed up. It's all messed up. They can pick and choose. That you're here in the freer areas like ours, there are very few places, very few prophets and preachers who tell just pure truth, just because what they call their impassioned rhetoric. They do wine and beer preaching more. God bless you. God will, you prophesy that on people. Abundance, overflow, pleasure. Receive, receive, receive. But God wants to give us more. God wants to give us much more. He wants a remnant. See, all those who went with wine and beer will not be amongst the remnant. You might not understand the remnant. Many years ago, probably 20-something, when God began to bring to my understanding the concept of a remnant company. I used to pray about them. I never knew I would have to lead some of them. I just prayed. I used to say, God, I want to say, I want to. I used to be so hungry. I would have traveled to another country to find a group of people that all they wanted to do was love God. So when I looked back around 2017, when it dawned on me, 18, that, Abi, is this not what you used to pray for? I'm like, what? You actually made me have to lead such a group. Now, I'm not saying everybody that gathers here is remnant quality, but I'm saying that if you're here, at least you have an invitation because you have heard a different message. You have heard something different. Remnant, what's the remnant of a thing? It's what's left over. They cannot be a majority. They are always a minority. Every single time. You can't have a majority remnant. Please, can you throw away the remnant food in the plate? What's left? It's not an abundance. So that's one of the signs. They tend to be few. You have an invitation to be part of that remnant if you stay. When Jesus was wrapping up, he told his disciples, not the crowd, the crowd were long gone. The disciples that came after. Also, the Bible says from that time, John 6, many did not follow. And he turned to the 12. So that group of 70 disciples, all of that. The 12, Bible says he turned to the 12 and said, will you also leave? They were the remnant. What creates a remnant? Shakings, trouble. That's what difficult things. Jesus said difficult things. If you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood. He said hard things. They said this is a hard saying. Hard sayings make people fall away. War, trouble, physical persecution, where people are arrested and terrible things happen to people, many countries, for the sake of the gospel. The ones that are left, that don't deny the Lord Jesus. That is the remnant company. We must understand this and we must decide, do you want to be part of the remnant? Will you pay the price to be part of the remnant company? Will you stay on? Will you keep trusting? If you do, he promises that he himself will come and lead. He won't use a hireling. He won't send someone. He himself will come and lead. The Lord will go before them. You gather them like sheep in a pasture. This is Psalm 23. That was Psalm 23 that everybody claims and very few enjoy. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. He lays a table before me in the presence of my enemies. How many people are able to have a feast in the presence of spiritual enemies and physical? Very many fall apart. I'm not even talking about those that join the enemy. But the remnant company, in the time of Elijah, God told them there were 7,000 of them left. 7,000. Out of the whole nation of millions. 7,000. Seems a lot, but it's quite little comparatively. You want to be part of the remnant. You're going to have to get up and depart from the ruins. You can't have one leg in Babylonian systems and one leg in the New Jerusalem. You can't. You have to make a choice. Everyone that tries to do the two will fail. God has never made this easy. He always makes it tough. He always makes it tough. Just like anyone that is trying to extract a certain number of people for something. You've read in the Bible where he talks about 144,000 riding with the Lord, being with him wherever he goes. If you're going to pick out 144,000 out of 32 billion, what must you do to extract them? Now, whether that number is figurative or exact, I do not know. But I do know this, that the Lord is in the process of picking out his rulers and his kings, and he cannot make it easy. So if while you're wondering, this thing is so hard, you mean I could just ask this question. This lecturer just said I should just do this and I'll pass. This could just happen and that will happen, and this will happen and that. God, why are you allowing me be in this situation? Answer, to know if you are worthy. Luke 20, to know if you are worthy, that's all. It's called shortlisting. And when you have 25 people apply for a job, two jobs, you must come up with multiple levels of tests. If three people show up, it's very easy. If five people show up, I've sat on employment panels. If five people show up, it's very easy. When 30 people show up for two jobs, you become creative. Those handling the picking process. You suddenly set multiple. Now you test for math and English, and you test for presentation, and you ask for this, and you ask for that, because you're trying to sift out and bring out the two best. You ask for all sorts of qualifications. When you need 10 people and only 10 show up, you tell all of you you're employed. There's a deadline. God is not desperate. He spent 6,000 years trying to sift out his top echelon of leaders. So he's taking his time. He's not in haste. 12,000 out of each of the 12 tribes. He's sifting well. You want to be among the remnant company? I just wanted to explain who the remnants are. If you think they are lousy, careless church attenders, you are sorely mistaken. They are not. They are proven. They must be real. Caleb and Joshua, out of 600,000 men, 600,000, two were extracted. I don't know what you've heard, but I can assure you, no retarded child of God will be among. No, they will keep you in your a crash. Okay, they don't even bother. You're not going to be all weird, abnormal. Someone looks at you like, how long do you say you've been born again? Why do you behave like this? Like, what is wrong with you? The mere fact, you know, someone like me, I won't say it out, so I'll just look at you. My look is as loud as that thing, except you don't know my look yet. It's usually very silent. It's like, it looks slightly worried. I'm wondering, are you okay? And that's when in my mind I said, okay, wow. Let's wait for one more year. My mind is running. I'm just saying that one is warning. I hope your shepherds will tell you what they think. But me, often I don't tell you anything. Just, really? Oh, this one is like a spiritual mongoloid. Oh, wow, you have Down syndrome. This one is a slow one. Okay, let's see if it's a spiritual autism. Is that a sign, or is he just a slow grower? Is that what is happening here? So we wait a little more. And sometimes after one or two more, I go like, oh, wow, autistic. Now God can heal autism. God can heal, you know, when grown-ups take off their clothes in public. An 18-year-old girl has no consciousness. It's like a 3-year-old. Just that movie. I want to pee. And just, you're like, God. When you see people do weird things like that. I'm saying those ones stand no chance. How can you be an overcomer? Who will you fight? You can't lead any battles for the kingdom. You'll be killed. You will go and hug the enemy. Satan. So they keep you very far away from where anything is happening. You stand no chance. I'm really hoping with this, my few words, I've been able to convince you of the importance of this prayer we're about to pray. Pray for yourself and say, God, I beg, please. I would like, maybe, if they could think of considering to put my name in the remnant company. I'm willing to make adjustments. Pray however you're going to pray, but pray about what has been said. Take your time. Pray. Don't wait for repeated prayer points. Me, I want to pause and pray for myself in case I've been diagnosed with any mentally spiritual problem. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray well. Pray hard. Pray in the spirit. Pray with your understanding. Don't be mental now and stand silently and open your mouth or your eyes. You better pray. Jesus, help. Jesus, help. Help me. Jesus, help me. Ask for forgiveness for willfully retarded behavior. Ask for forgiveness. Comparing yourself with babies. Ask for mercy and then ask for help. Ask for God to show you how you are. Open your eyes to see you. Jesus, Lord. Jesus, Lord. Lord Almighty. Ask to be healed. Ask to be healed of all spiritual autism, spiritual retardation. Ask for the healing of the Most High God. Ask for His healing balm, that wine and oil be poured into your wounds. Healing, come, go deep inside. Heal, change your spiritual capacity, your spiritual brain. Be healed by the touch of the Lord who loves us and gave Himself for us. Heal us, O Lord. Heal us, O Lord. Heal us, O Lord. Heal us, O Lord. For all the disappointment, for all the foolishness, for all the folly, for all the abnormality we have come to hide behind. To manipulate, to bring about our will. Oh God, the lack of shame.
Yeah. want you to ask God that all that has been lost through childishness, that God will help to restore.
The woman went aside by the leading of the prophet Elisha and came back after 7 years. And the king gave the order that all the harvest that was hers in her absence should be restored to her. There's nothing God cannot do. I want us to ask God, please, what my childishness has cost me, help me recover. Childishness, ridiculous childishness. I hope you pray that God will reveal these things to you, even out of here, steadily and consistently, that you will see how it is. But I want you to specifically ask God now. If you didn't, just, this is a prayer point you can pray for the next 1 year. But make sure you ask and mean it with the intention of making changes. Pray and ask God now, please, that which I've lost through childishness, help me gain through maturity. She had to return to get her harvest. She returned. When you return, if you will return, in returning will be your rest. Pray, Father, please. This was not my place of rest before now. But now I am asking you. I am asking you, my King. Help me have restoration through maturity. Help me get restoration. Help me get restoration. Help me receive restoration. Help me receive that which was mine. Help me keep and maintain that which was mine, Jesus Lord. Tadi ko ba yayarata? Ei talabado sibra yo shabra basara dande. Ngede gabaga do shabra basande gede. Ngede gabaya shipen bra bira basara bande. Ngede gabaya kushin bra bira da. Ngede gabaya kushin bra bira basande gede ndera ba. Ngede gabaya kushin bra bira basara dande. Ngadi gabaya koshi kumbra bira basundra gadeva. Eta tata vata shara barabandra bira koshi nira braba. Shabada gadi gula gadoshi kumbra bira basu gaba. Restore, 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 restore. Help me mature. Help me return. As I return, restore, I pray. As I grow up, Lord, that which is mine be given back. Please, Father. Thank you. Can everyone lift your hands wherever you are? Father God, I am asking. We are coming as a house. We are coming appealing. Ask in your goodness for mercy and forgiveness for retardation in growth, not due to any shortfall from the Holy Spirit you gave us, but due to a refusal on our part to want to grow up, due to fear of the responsibilities of maturity, the many weird and unreasonable steps and actions we've carried out. Father, we ask for forgiveness for calling upon ourselves stuntedness, for actively acting towards being disqualified from partaking in the remnant company's responsibility. Forgive us and help us mature in this time.
Amen.
Forgive us for chasing away our teachers, discouraging our tutors. All we have done that has resulted in our being sidelined and put into special needs categories. Forgive us.
Amen.
Forgive us.
Amen.
Forgive us.
Amen.
And Father, we ask, help us to be restored.
Amen.
For nothing is impossible with you. And let that which was to be ours, the gifts, the duties, the responsibilities, the graces you appointed, that which should have grown by itself out of a fruitful life, let all which we have lost by reason of absence, let it be restored.
Amen.
Let the streams run in our direction.
Amen.
Let healing come, O God.
Amen.
Let your healing streams come. Let the river of life wash over our heads and hearts and minds. I ask for every child of yours here, every part of the ones you've invited for this feast, whose underdevelopment has become critical. I ask that your healing power will flow out now.
Amen.
And penetrate every crevice, all the damage that has been done. Nothing is impossible with you. Lord, restore.
Amen.
Lord, restore.
Amen.
Lord, restore.
Amen.
Father, restore.
Amen.
Father, please restore.
Amen.
Almighty God, restore.
Amen.
We beseech you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to restore.
Amen.
Make us whole.
Amen.
In the spirit, let us be healthy young people.
Amen.
Maya yara suba itala sigadia subra teta dange dala hata. Let this blight be removed from your house. Let this shame be no more.
Amen.
Let our shame be covered, O God.
Amen.
O God, let our spiritual senses be restored and finely tuned. Like any mature person, to a consciousness of that which amounts to nakedness. Let us be conscious when we are uncovered, O God. When we do anything unexpected of us, before we do it, let us fully realize that we cannot do this. No one expects this of us at this time. Lord Jesus, make us normal. Healthy.
Amen.
By your mighty power.
Amen.
We have asked according to your will. Your will is that we bear fruit that remains. Only mature plants bear fruit. Thank you. As we mature, help us encourage the gardeners. As we make apologies where required, as we go out of our way to encourage the gardeners, the husbandmen, all that you've appointed to assist and help us along the way, the angels, the host of heaven, the family above, all that are involved in your preparation. So we give heed to your words, your logos, your law, for everything we apply ourselves to in the study and prayer that we practice daily, independently and corporately. Everything we are supposed to do, to be built up into a house, mature, complete, perfect. We ask that you enable all these different processes and beings, O God. In nothing may we fall short. Assist us through these learning stages as you restore normalcy to us. Please, God, help us not despise you again, O God. Thank you. Thank you. Lift your hands and thank him. Thank him. Thank him. We are grateful, O God. 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 Padigata da 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 da. Hey, Tale, here that I yalite, Kali Kalinda Yalanda, little land. Kayala, yalate, yadi, yalate, kadu, Kaita la daita, kebaraya da degola de, kaindale, kaikaladiratanda. Hallelujah, amen. We give you praise. You are worthy, Lord, of all our praise. Oh, be magnified, Lord our God, or today, or we've come, God, to give you the praise. We adore you, O whole, oh God, one, you're the one upon, O holy God, your throne. We give you praise every day in the things that you do. They amaze us, O God, we give you praise. You are worthy of glory and honor and majesty, Lord God. You are holy. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We magnify. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Ba-de-da. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Welcoming your river flowing through, healing everything. Oh, our King. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of our God. Blessed be the name of our Lord. You know, it's obvious that one of the greatest perks of being a child is a lack of responsibility of any major ramifications. Children are not given major responsibilities except in situations of extreme poverty. Children are typically given little or nothing to do. Tends to make them immature in certain ways. They might be academically mature, like they might seem to intelligent school books and all that, but they are not streetwise, they are not sharp. They can't move around much, but a little child has brought up himself to conditions, will walk long distances, go to school himself, know how to cross the streets, like very capable. So it's not school or spiritual academics where you sit down and hear lots of things and you can repeat it and you're very good at answering questions about things in the Bible that you were taught in church. No, no, that's not maturity. Maturity is handling life, taking on things, being able to overcome the deception of the enemy. When the enemy shows up, a thief, a crook, you know how to respond, even though you're young, you're 7, you're 8, you're 10. It's like your eyes are open. You are aware of life's realities much more than the child whose life is cloistered, protected. As we mature, we must bear responsibilities. That child that is so capable is the one that carries things on his head and sells in the morning before going to school, that wakes up early and helps. That's the one that is washing his clothes by the time he's 5, 6. Even if they are not too clean, but like they carry responsibility. Go to the stream, who walk distances, fetch water, do things. So one of the easiest ways to grow up quickly is to carry responsibility. And this is why many children pretend to be incapable, so they won't be sent to do it. You know the drill. So they won't be given that responsibility. They do it poorly, sometimes purposely. Once they realize that they are given that, hey, it's yours to do. Make sure in the days ahead, as you've prayed and as the Lord continues, I know the Lord is showing people things here, and He will show you yet more in the name of Jesus. He will show you. For those, when we say show like that, and you go like, I don't see visions, please stop. Neither do I. The major way God shows things is not through visions. That's just one of the ways. God will show you many ways. People will tell you. You read something. You realize it. You'll be walking. You'll hear a thought in your head. It will stand out. it'll be glaring to you. This is one of your areas and that is it. Note it down. Know that that is it. You don't need a vision at all before you know where you're extremely childish and what you've been doing to avoid responsibility. How much more if you had the responsibility already and you threw it away? I don't know what to say to you now. In your restoration process, go pick it back up. Don't let anyone tell you. You used to sweep this place. You stopped for whatever reason. And then, oh God, thank you for restoring me. And you keep sitting down. You're a joker. And that's how many people stay in an eternal cycle of childishness, irresponsibility. Mature people wake up in the morning and go to work. They know if they don't do it, it will fail. Everybody will be hungry. Everyone will be in trouble. That's how mature people think. You consider yourself as an important part of the process of success. So going forward, bring forth fruits that align with repentance. Amen? Bring forth fruit that align with repentance. Let your actions match with the things that you have repented about. Make sure you carry out the acts necessary. Make sure your obedience is made complete. Pursue obedience, not talk, not theory. Actions. Ask for what's to be done. Pre-existing things that are to be done that you picked and had dropped. Under whatever guise, hurry and catch up so you can even restitute for lost time. The same way you want God to restore, you restore all that was expected of you, your responsibilities. And the Lord will be with you. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. See you tomorrow.